Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it's great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 11th day of the month of Av. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's just for sponsorships for tomorrow. Make sponsorships for any point in the future, but the deadline for tomorrow is today at 5 p.m. We always appreciate your generosity and support. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Fish of East Heights Synagogue in Jacksonville, Florida, to share the Bechizik, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Fish slowly reciting the daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholem and Achenu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Fish.
Thank you so much, Naftali, for the honor. I really appreciate the opportunity to participate in this wonderful program, and yashar koach to the Orthodox Union, the OU, for keeping this program ongoing for such a significant time. And you and the OU should go mechayel l'chayel. I just want to share a thought for this week's parsha. This week's parsha of Boaz Chanan talks about some of the last things Moshe did in his lifetime, and the parsha says, "Az yagdil Moshe shalosh arim." Moshe separated; he designated three cities. So the context for this section of the parsha is that Moshe did not enter the land of Israel, as we're familiar with studying the Torah. And prior to his death, he was on the other side of the Jordan River, and there were three tribes, the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and part of the tribe of Manasseh that had negotiated an understanding to stay at that side of the Jordan River. So he designated three cities as cities of refuge, Ari Miklat, for anybody that was negligent in killing somebody else in a negligent manner. And there's a very insightful Rashi on this. And Rashi says that Moshe realized that the three cities of refuge that he designated were not going to go into effect during his lifetime, because the Jewish people had to cross over the Jordan, and there had to be three additional cities set up in Eretz Yisrael proper for all of six cities to be to be implemented and go into effect as Ari Miklat. So what was the point of Moshe even bothering to do this? Why didn't he just leave it to his successor? So Rashi, in a very powerful way, says, "Amar Moshe." Moshe said, "Mitzvah she'efshar l'kayem ma'akemena. Any mitzvah that I can do, even if it's a partial mitzvah, I'm going to do. Even if it's not, I'm not going to finish the job. I'm not going to, complete every single task. But if I have an opportunity to do something partially, I want to go ahead and do that." That's actually, I think, an important lesson for us in life, is because sometimes we're so overwhelmed. We don't know where to begin. We don't know where to begin with Torah study. We don't know where to begin with our tefillah. We don't know where to begin with acts of chesed and how we can contribute our time and our energy and our resources. There's so many needs. We just don't know where to begin. It's so overwhelming. We have to remember what it says in Pirkei Avos, and this is really what Moshe really taught us. Lo alecha hamlacha leivmor. It's not our job to complete the task. It's our job just to do whatever we can, even though we're not going to complete the task, as it says in Pirkei Avos as well. We also don't have an exemption not to do anything because we're not going to complete the task. It's our mission in life to do whatever we can. Even if we can't complete every mitzvah, we can't contribute to every cause the way we want it. That's not what Hashem is looking for. Hashem is looking for us to do whatever we can. We do a little bit here. We do a little bit there. We answer amen there. We participate in the mitzvah here and the mitzvah there. These things accumulate, and eventually they lead to something great. I just want to conclude that a couple of psukim after this, it says, "V'zel satara shesam Moshe l'sfei b'nei Yisrael." This is the Torah that Moshe taught, that Moshe placed in front of b'nei Yisrael. This is also the pasuk that we say when the Torah is being lifted up for Hagba during that part of the Torah service, the conclusion of the Torah service. So why is this verse, out of all the verses in the Torah, why is this verse chosen? So I heard this idea, and that is that this idea of whatever we're going to do, even if it's a partial Torah reading, if it's a partial session, it's also valuable, because we didn't just read the whole Torah. We just read a few verses, we read a few psukim, and now we're going to put the Torah away for next time. So that's the Zosha Torah Shishan Moshe. That's what Moshe taught us. Moshe taught us a little bit here, a little bit there, a little mitzvah here, a little Torah study there, a little tefillah there. All these things accumulate and eventually add up to something much more significant. So we should never be discouraged and think to ourselves, where do I start? I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so confused. Well, just do something small, and these things will accumulate over time. So I just found that that section of Parshas to teach us this powerful and insightful lesson. So now I want to continue on with this program and read these four Prakim of Tehillim. There are many, many people that need so many different Yeshuas, salvations in different regards, people there are illnesses, there are people in distress on so many different levels. So let's have all of Klal Yisrael in mind as we say these four Prakim of Tehillim, these four chapters of Tehillim. We start with Tehillim Perek Chaf, Psalms chapter 20. Lam Natzeach Mizmor L'David. Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisakevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadaka. Yizkar Kol Ben Chosecha Ba'olavcha Yidash Nasela. Yitein Lecha Kilvavecha V'chol Atzascha Yimale. Nirani Rabbi Yishua Secha V'shem Elohim Nidgal. Imali Adonai Kol Meshalo Secha. Ate Yadati Ki Hoshi Adonai Mishicha Yaneo Vishmei Kacho V'kriyas Yishu Yimino. Eila Berachav Eila Pasusim V'anachnu V'shem Adonai Elohim Naskir. Hem Makaro V'nafalo V'anachnu Kamnu V'nisadad Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu V'yam Kareinu. We'll now move on to Parak Chav Gimel, chapter 23 of Tehillim Psalms. Mizmor LeDavid. Adonai Rai Lo Echzar B'nosteshi Apitzeni Amei Menuchos Yenahaleni. Nafshi Yishovev Yancheni B'magli Tzedek L'ma'an Shema. Gam Ki Eilech B'geit Vom Mavas Lo Yira Ki Ata Imadi. Shivtecho Mishantecha Hema Yenechamuni. Tarach Lufanei Shulchan Neged Tzorai. Yishanta B'Shemin Roshi Kosi Yuvaya. Achtel V'chesed Yidufuni Kol Yimei Chayai. Yishavti V'Veis Adonai V'Orech Yemem. We'll move on to Perek Chof Chof Aleph, chapter 121. Shir L'Malachs. Esoi Nai El Haharim Me'ayin Yavo Azri. Ezri Me'em Adonai Osei Shemayim V'Arat. Al Yitein L'Moit Erglecha Al Yonam Shemrecha. Hinei Lo Yonam V'Lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tzulcha Yad Yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka V'Yoreach Baloeva. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha. אדוני ישמוע צייסך ובייך, מעתה ועד עולם. And now conclude with the section of recitation of Tehillim with Parakuflame, chapter 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shema bakoli tiyana azecha kashivos kol tachninai. Mavonas ishrayam Adonai miyamad. Kimcha haslicha umaan tivorei. Kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi ולברו החלתי. נפשי לאדוני משלמים לבוקר, שלמים לבוקר. יחל ישראל על אדוני, קים אדוני החסד ועדי מופדוס, והוא יפתעס ישראל מכל עבוד נוסף. There's so many people that need a refuah shleima, so many people with all sorts of medical issues and illnesses, we'll say in special mishaberach, for all of these people, and I'll pause during the Mishaberach so you can say their names and have everyone in mind as you add whoever names to this Mishaberach. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, Moshe Aharon David Shlomo, Yivarech Virate Esacholim Esacholos, Ba'avor Shenachnu Mespalim Ba'avuram. Bescharzer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Rachumam, Urachosam, Urachzikam, Urachayosam. Yishlach Lahem, Mehera Refuah Shleima Min HaShemayim, Urimach Evarav, Ushisad Yidav, Bestel Shara Chol Yisrael, Refuah Sinefesh, Refuah Sagov, Ashtab Agavav, Bezman Karib, Benomar Amei. Conclude with Achenu, we shall have in mind there's so many people, so many forms of distress, emotional distress, financial distress, medical distress, spiritual distress, so much distress, people in so many different areas of need. Let's have them all in mind as we say, Achenu. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesunim, Batsaru Bashivya, Omdim Ben Bayam Uvein Bayabasha. המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאים מצער לבחו, מייפלו ליורו, משיבו לגולו, חשתה בגלו בזמן קריב ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Fish. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah, for all of those in need will be answered, the tilva for good. And whatever it is that we may be praying for those looking to get married, for those hoping to be blessed with healthy children, to have nachas from them, for those in need of parnasa, success, and substantive livelihood, whatever it may be, may all of our tefillot be answered with tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.